Vayter in Shas. We are in Menachos Daf Chav Zayin. Pick up at the top of the page by the Mishnah. It's like the Ilga Mishnah. Hakomitz miyotu me'akev zuba. Hakomitz, if a little bit is missing, it's going to be me'akev the roof. Yisaron. Now I'm talking about the yisaron, the flour, is how much is to be put in the mincha. Miyuto me'akev zuba. Again, miyuto is me'akev zuba. Rashi says she'in. Chiser kolshu puzzle. We drop us missing puzzle. Hayayin miyuto me'akev zuba. Says Rashi. Shlishes ahin shall ayel v'revias ahin lekeves v'chatzi ahin lepar v'chein hashemen bein de minchas asachem kishir de ahin bein belug de minchas adava. It's called be a little bit. It's gonna be makiv. Hashemen miyuto me'akev zuba. Also by shemen that's the minchas asachem. The fine flour and the oil in mincha, those are both necessary in order to make it work. A mincha which normally has these flour and oil is not going to be good if one of them is missing. And the kometz is not separate from it. Also, the kometz and the levana, each one is necessary. It says the Gemara. My time, what's the reason that even if a drop is not there, a little bit's missing, it's going to be no good. Amakra Milo Kumso Trizime says his full comets two times to tell you that the entire comets is necessary in order for it to be valid. Isar Miuta Ma'akavizuba. Now what about the Isar and also it says Libas Gamma Mithama my time why is that the Makra Misolta from its fine flower, which sees Jim Khasar Kolshupsula. That if you have a time but it's missing, it's gonna be possible. Hayyan Muta Ma'akavizuba Kacha. The wine, the smaller is part is necessary for its larger part. It's from the word kacha. Like kacha yasel ashor ha'echad, this has to be done. And kacha means it's got to be as is. Hashem miyuto me'akev zuba, the michas nechsachim kacha, michas nedava amarka umishamna, says umishamna, Hashem michasar kolshu pasal, it's not going to be a little bit, it's going to be pasal. Hashem and vasolas me'akev zedzeh, the din that the oil and the fine flour are necessary to each other is learned from the statement misolta umishamna, from its fine flour and from its oil. And it says migirsa umishamna, from its finely ground flour of barley and from its oil. The Torah repeated the chiyuvir to tell you that it's necessary for the mincha. Kometz halavona me'akev zedzeh al kol levonasa. The pasuk says you take your kometz, and it says in addition to its levona, it's called a levona sher al hamincha, and all the levona that's on the mincha. So we see the fact that it doubles down over there. It's necessary. Rashi says shana kosov la'akev. It doubled it up in order to say that it is me'akev if you do not do it. Okay. Now, we see another mission was going to talk about other ideas about lacking. Shnei Seiri Yom Kippur Ma'akvim Zedze, the two he-goats on Yom Kippur are going to be Akiv, one for the other. If you're missing one, it's going to be no good. Shnei Kivsei Atzeres Ma'akvim Zedze, also the two lambs that are brought in Shavuos are Ma'akiv one another. Shnei Chalos Ma'akvos Ozo, the two Chalos also on Atzeres are going to be Akiv one to the next. And Shnei Sedar Ma'akvim Zedze, the two star, Rashi says, the Lechem Apanim. So talking about Lechem Apanim, the two different of six each, are Ma'akiv each other. One Shnei Bezichen Ma'akvim Zedze, also the Bezichen, which are the spoonfuls of Lavona that are put with Lechem Apanim Ma'akiv. Ha'starim Ba'Bezichen Ma'akvim Zedze, the setup of the Lechem Apanim, the spoonful of Lavona placed with the Lechem Apanim, are also Ma'akiv, each one of them. Shnei Midim Sheben Nazir, the two types of bread that the Nazir has to come and bring. Rashi's Chalos, Rikikin, but Parshas Naso. Shlosha Shavapara, three that are found by the Paradum, Rashi says, Eitz Erez Ve'ezov Ushnei Tishni Tolas, it's Yipurin B'mitzora. The three components that are brought over there, not a bread. The Arba Shabetoda, the four types of bread of the Toda, the Arba Shabalulav, and the four species of the Lulav, the arba shem mitzora, and the four parts of the mitzora is becoming pure. Me'akvin zetzeh, the me'akiv each other. Shiva hazo shevapar me'akiv zetzeh, the seven sprinklings of the par aduma are me'akiv. Rashi says v'hizel nochach pnei olam moed v'gomer. These things are me'akiv. Shiva hazo shel al bein abadim, the seven sprinklings between the poles of the aron. Rashi says b'yom kippurim kedemrim seches yuma and gimel abeis. Shal parochas on the parochas. Rashi says, well, we're not. Let's just finish it off. Shal beira, by them shall parochas, shall mizbech hazav, and the golden mizbech. So they're going to akiv each one of them. The next Rashi says, shal parochas, mizbech hazav, bein yom kippur, bein depar helam dover, bein depar koin mashiach, the vayikra, All these are going to be ma'akiv one to the next. Says the Gemara, Shnei Sir Yom Kippurim, Ma'akim Zeh, the two goats of Yom Kippur are ma'akiv each other. Chuka, this we learn now from the word chuka. Says Rashi, B'maisa Yom Kippurim, Ksiv, Chuka ba'achari mos, v'haisa zos l'chukas olam, v'chuka ikuva. That's clearly a ma'akiv. Shnei Kiv said, Tzeres ma'akiv and zot, so how do they going to be ma'akiv each other? Havaya, we learn it from the word havaya. The Pasuk says, Kodesh Yul Hashem l'korin. And it says the word yihiyu, it's like a lotion of havaya, so it's got to be as is said. Shnei Chalas havaya, the two loaves, also from the havaya, Rashi says, Solas tihiyena. In fact, that it says that lotion. Shnei starim chuka, the two of the starim has, because of the words chuka, Rashi says, Balechem aparam ksev, Meishe Hashem. Chok olam v'akulu koyas darim v'azichem. Shnei b'zichem chuka, the two spoons of the levona. I learned that from the word chuka, right? Rashi says, B'lachem aparam, we said that already, right? Astarim v'azichem chuka, that also is, it's got to be from there. Shnei b'dim shev nazir, the two types of bread that are brought from the nazir also are necessary. D'chsev king ya'asik, as it says, so he shall do. Rashi says, al toras nizro ikuva. Shloshim shabapara chuka, three of the par, that's chugrash, is those chukas ha-Torah. And arba'a shabatorah, the four types of todah, de'iskish l'zazir, the hekish to nazir, the chsev, al-zevach todah shlomov, on the, about the bread of the todah, says, in addition to the carbon of his todah shlomim, va'amar mar, and Bar says Shlomov's Larabos Shami Nazir. Says Shlomim. It's coming to include that of the Shlomov of a Nazir in the din of the bread of the Ola. I'm sorry, of the Todah. The fact that the Torah compares the Todah to the Nazir, it's teaching that just like the two types of bread of the Nazir are Ma'akiv, so too it's going to be also a Todah also of Harbashim Mitzorah. And the four parts of Mitzorah, the Chsev says, Zos Tiyah Torah of Mitzorah. Rashi says, Havoya Ikuva, it's again Ikuva Va'arbas of Lulav, the foreign Lulav Ula Kachtem, Lakichatama, Rashi says, Arbas and Gech, it's going to be all coming together. Amr of Hanan Barava, Lo Shanu Ela Shein Lo. They only taught that the four species are necessary when he doesn't have all four. Aval, Rashi says, Shein Lo Dalamina to Lulav Ma'akvin, of a Geshlo in Ma'akvin. If he has all four of them, she says, Afilo Agdan Kechat, if he has all four of them, then even if he doesn't put them all together, he's still mekayim the mitzvah. It's not ma'akiv that they have to be all put together in one bundle. Mesri effect the Gemara. Hold on, is that really true? They don't have to be all together. Arba minim shabalulav, the four minim in the lulav, says the Braisa, shnayim hamos and peris. Two of them can make peris. That's the esrog and the lulav. Shnayim ham enos and peris. Two of them do not make. Do not make pears. Right, Rashi says esog ve utmar, which is talking about the lulav. Shnayim enos and pears, it's talking about the adbasim and the ravas. Like no pears come from them. Hose pears, he has kukim l'sheinosin. Those that bring fruit require those that do not bring fruit. Rashi says klomer kulan yukach, all of them have to come together. V'sheinosin pears uses kukim losin pears, and those that do not bear fruit require those that do bear fruit. V'enam yosei de chavas ovehen. The person can't be not going to be mekayim the mitzvah unless it's not yotze unless they're baguda achas, they're one bundle. Lachin Yisrael b'artzah, and so too the Jewish people, their artzah, they're not going to be answered. Rashi says kshemis anin einenin, when they fast they're not going to be answered. Atu kulan baguda achas, still together. Tzadikim reshoyim dumya de osin ve'en osin peros, similar to those who make peros and those who don't make pairs. They gotta be together. Says Gemara, "V'chein Yisrael v'artzah, atu kulam aguda achas." Unless they're, we're not gonna be answered unless we're all together. Shenemer habone b'shamayim alusav agudaso halaretz yisada yisada. It says who built his upper shamayim alusav in the heavens and his upper strata in the heavens and founded his group upon the earth. But it means only when they're unified are they found upon earth. Says Rashi, "Bizman gudaso biyachad oz Yisada, that's when you're going to have Yisada. So how could you say that you could take these things when they're not connected? Tanai, he says, Machlokas Tanaim, the time was in the Brisa, Lulav, Vein, all good, Ben Shein, all good, Kasher. About the Lulav and other stuff, whether they're bundled up or not, it's going to be good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, all good, Kasher, Shein, all good, it's going to be Puzzle. So if Chanan Barava holds like the Tanakama with that, they don't have to be tied together. And the Brisa we brought over here says they do, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, always Rabbi Yehuda say they have to be tied up together. Garma kicha kicha megula seizov. He learns out from the bundle of the ezov, the hyssop, that the Yidden used during the Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim, that Hashem said you should take a bundle of ezov. Mala hola meguda, just like that. It's be a good daf kam meguda. So too is meguda as well. V'rabbanan lo garma kicha kicha. They do not learn that drasha. Come on, azal hadatani. Who does it go like the following brayso that says? Lulav mitzvah log, the moon's of the mitzvah to go to be bagged, to bundle it up. If you log, though, kasha, but if you didn't do it, it's going to be kasha. Come on, you Rabbi Yehuda, if it's like Rabbi Yehuda, log, though, on my kasha. If you didn't bagged it, why is it kasha? You're a button, my mitzvah. What does it mean that there's a mitzvah? Right? When it says that it's a mitzvah to do, and if you didn't do it, then you're still going to be yotze. Now, the other button, my mitzvah, what does that mean? Mishum zekil ben veyu. You know, it's the ideal thing to do in order to go and to make it nicer. Right, like we saw Gemara in Sukkah, Hasna lufan of a mitzvah, Sukkah na lulav na tzitzna. That's the ideal thing to do. But if you didn't do it, you're good. Shava hazos shava par makvus to do the 7 months because it says the word chukah. Shava hazos shal bein abadim that the poles that were sprinkled between the poles of the Aaron shal mizbech hazav and on the mizbech hazav shal paroches makvus to do. The Yom Kippur m'ksev chukah. Yom Kippur says chukah. The parakorn meshuach. The Param Davar Shal Sibor with the Sira of Elis Kochavim, the time we can the price of Asa Lepar, Kasher Asa Lepar. The pasuk says by the par for Param Davar Shal Sibor, it says he shall do to the par, Param Davar Shal Sibor, like he did for the par of the Kor Mashiach Matamad Lomar. What's coming to tell you? Lichvel Bazos coming to repeat the chiyuv of performing its sprinklings, its spritzings. Beep, turn the page. Chav Simon Beis, Shem Chisar, Achas min amatonos lo asuklam. Telling us that if the coin left out even one of the sazos, of the blood sprinkles, then he didn't do anything with the avoda because he doesn't get kapara. There's no kapara in such a situation. No kapara in such a situation. Okay, Zakta Hilga 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 Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Shava Zosa, Vipara, the 7 sprinklings of the Para, Shalsam Bin Sholishman, Bin Shalolis Mukhuvanus, and one did either not Lishman, do it for the, you know, for its own sake, or Shalom Mukhuvanus, Rashi Shan Shalokivin Kenegat Pisco Shalhechal, they didn't do it Kenegat Pisco of the Eil. Then psulas they are going to be possible because it says chukah ve'lochach. Says Gemara psulos b'shevifnim shevimitzora, and those that are done inside the heichal, those that of the oil of the carbon of the mitzora. Shelo lishman psulos shelo mechuvanos ksheiros. If they weren't done for their own sake, they're possible. But if they were mechuvanos, like for the opening of the heichal, they're going to be fine. Rashi says, "Bein bizuch lamar of ksheiros to look sibu el nochach tazav loshem nochach." Tanya gabi para, but it was taught differently. By the Brisa says, "But the para shelo lishman psulos." If they're done not lishman, this can be possible. Mechuvanos ksheiros. Right, which definitely goes against this brisa, which says that if the sprinklings were not done towards the heichal, it's going to be no good. So why he's saying over here, Tzomachav Skisheros, Amrav Chista, Zogdav Chista, Lo Kasha, Harav Yehuda, Harabon, Tzomach Lokas. At the first brisa, which says that the vote of the Kor Duma is no good if the dam wasn't done towards the heichal, it's going to be Yehuda. But the second brisa, which does not say it's a problem, is going to, according to the Chachamim, the time was in the Baisa. Michusre kapara shenichnesu la'azara. Okay, which is a little bit of a background to understand what's about to happen right now. The Beis HaMikdash and the Azara were divided into different parts. The first 11 Amos that was on the eastern side of the Azara is known as the Ezras Yisrael. Keep going to the west, keep going in, the place of the Kohanim. The Beis HaMikdash, which was even further west, had the Kodesh, the Heichal, right, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Okay, now that we got that, let's see this. Tanya, we're looking at Abraisa. If you have someone's Mechusar Kapara, That means, I mean, that they are mechusar kabara. Someone didn't yet bring a carbon, right? You have a woman, she gave birth, a zav, right? Other tummy things, to go to the mikvah. That's not enough that to completely tahor. They still have to bring certain karbanos to finish off the process. Until they do that, they call them mechusar kapara. Now, they're not able to go into Beis HaMikdash in such a situation. If they actually go in, b'shogeg, they do b'shogeg, then they're a chayav achatas. B'mezid anush kares. Wow, wow, wee, wow. Then they're a chayav kares. Rashi explains the concept of the mechusar kapara has the same din of someone who's tame. And we learn after the pasuk v'isha shegitma v'lis chatav nechusar nefesh ahi b'tochah kahal ki es mikdash shem timei. So when it says v'lo yischata, he will not purify himself. If that's talking about the waters of the sprinkled on somebody's tame, comes in touch with a tame mace, then it seems to be extra because the pasuk says straight up afterwards, may need the lozar kalof, though may need this talking about the paradum wasn't thrown at him. So the pasuk has to be talking about somebody who didn't wasn't in such a massive. Someone who didn't finish off with the carbonos and all the different down that has to be done to be mitire him, and so someone goes intentionally over there is going to be chayiv kari. So vein tzarich lomar tful yom shar kol atrim, and we don't even say it tful yom, and others type of people are tami are also chayiv to bring a chatas in the case of a shogeg going into the zara. They're going to be chayiv kari doing it on purpose. Utahorim and people that are tahor. You have to harm. They go in beyond where they're allowed to be going. Rashi says, Yudolf Amma, Makom, Jerisas, Ragli Yisrael. You have the 11 Amas where they can go. And if they go beyond that, Lehechal Kulo, so Shenichnesu Lefnim Mechitzasan, anywhere in the Hechal, Be'arboim, they get Arboim as they get Malkos. Right? It says Malkos, Shudachsev, Ha'yova B'chol Yisrael, Hekdash, Elakodash, right? Non-Kohen can't go there. Based on parochas al panei kaporis b'misa, if they go within the kaporis, the curtain, right in front of the aron, the kodesh kadoshim, then the chayv misa. Wow, Rashi says lefnei v'fayim lefnei m'shesham aron v'al panei kaporis nami hanu based on parochas ela shahalach ad lefnei ha'aron b'arboim al panei kaporis shahalach ad lefnei aron b'misa. Okay, back to the Gemara of Yehuda Omer. Kol Hechal Kulo, we base up Parochas Barbayim. Going anywhere into the Hechal, or within the curtain, which is the Kodesh Kadoshim, Malkos, Opnei Kaporis Misa, going in front of the cover, that's punished with death. According to Yehuda, you don't get death penalty for one who goes into the Kodesh Kadoshim unless he goes all the way to the Aron. But my commitment goes to argument, the high court, the following pasuk. Ve'omer Shlomo Moshe, Dabe el Aaron, Achicha, Val Yovah B'chol Yisrael HaKodesh Rabbeis Al Baruchas, Al Penei HaKapuras, Asher Al Ha'aron Ve'lo Yamos. So this pasuk, the Rabbanan say, Rabbanan Tzavei El HaKodesh B'lo Yavo, going into the Kodesh, that's falls into the category of Yishan HaKam. Rabbeis Al Baruchas, Ve'al Penei HaKapuras B'lo Yamos. And when it says within the curtain in front of the cover, that's subject to he shall not die. Rabbi Huda Savar Ela Kodesh Mibisa Parochas Blo Yavo. But going into the sanctuary within the curtain falls into the category of not coming. El Pnei Kaparas Blo Yavo. So in front of the cover is right, literally the cover of the Aron is subject to he shall not die. My time Darbanan. Okay, so what's using Darbanan? Isagadam Rabbi Huda. If they hold that if you would think that think of Rabbi Yehuda, the one who goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim without going to the Kaporis is not going to be chayiv to be killed. Lichta v'chmana ela kodesh v'el pnei kaporis. Let it write the iser don't come near somebody into the kodesh and pnei kaporis. V'lo bai mi beis laparuches. You don't have to write within the curtain. But I mean, I would tell you, Hechal Michayev, going to the Hechal, one's going to be Chayev Malkos, Mibisa Parochas, Miboy. Mibisa Parochas, Miboy. Does it even have to say that somebody goes within the curtain is going to be Chayev Malkos? The base of Bacharuchas, the Kasach Chana, love me the way to write it. Shabbat Mirab Misa. We learn from it that someone goes into the curtain there, it's going to be Chayim Misa, because otherwise the Torah wouldn't find necessary to write within the curtain. Rabbi Yehuda, why does he not agree to the Chachamim, to the Rabbanon? Because Achmana Ela Kodesh, if the Pasuk that the Torah would have written into the Kodesh, Velokas Mibisa Parochas, then we write within the Parochas, the curtain, Havmina thought, my Kodesh Mibisa Parochas. What is the Torah talking about when it says Kodesh? It means within the curtain, so the Kodesh Kodashim, not the Echal. So we would only know that when going into the Kodesh Kodashim, it's over in Isser, Aval Hechal Lav Nami, Lo. But for going into the Hechal, that's not even a lav. So the Torah, for the Torah writes within the curtain, is going to tell you that it's impossible to understand that into the Kodesh means into the Kodesh Kodashim, since that case is specifically spoken about in this Pasuk. Since it's necessary for the Torah to write within the curtain to teach the Kodesh is talking about the Hechal, then there's no basis to learn out that one who goes into the Kodesh Kodashim without coming to the Aron is going to get death. For Rabbanan, Hahula Matzisamart, you can't say that the Kodesh could be understood to mean within the curtain. The Hechal is cool in the Kodesh because the entire Hechal is called Kodesh. And the curtain will divide for you between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim. The Hechal, that's the sanctuary and the Kodesh Kodashim. And the phrase within the curtain is therefore not needed to teach the Kodesh, is talking about the Hechal. So if Rabbi Yehuda was right, that somebody who goes into the Kodesh Kodashim is not going to get death as long as it doesn't go to the Aron, there will be no need for the Torah to write within the clearing, within the curtain, which is the only, was only an Isser, because its Isser is already known from the Isser about somebody who goes into the Hechal. Rabbi Yehuda, my time. What's Rabbi Yehuda really saying? Isak Adaydach Amri Rabbanan, if you want to say, you think like, the Chachamim said that if you really want to think like they said, that somebody comes to the Kodesh Kodashim and is killed, even if he didn't come to the Aron, then Lech Rachmana El Kodesh Mevis LaParuchas V'Lo Bari El Pnei Kapuras. Let it just say El Kodesh Mevis LaParuchas, and you don't even have to say in front of the cover, in front of the, you know, Kapuras. V'Anamin Mevis LaParuchas Misa, I would say within the curtains, is going to be killed. El Pnei Kapuras V'Bari. Is that, do I even need that? Because of Lomeli, why do I need that? And that's the in front of the cover, that's actually killed, but within the curtain is only going to be an Isser. V'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say back, Hachanami de Lot Sarach. You're right, it doesn't need to say it. Why does it say it? To exclude someone who comes in a Derech Mishupash. In a weird way. He comes in by breaking a wall, you know, breaking a hole to come in, but he doesn't actually come in the normal way. Can the time verb be Elazar ben Yaakov? Al Pnei Kapuras Kedma. When the Pasuk says about the blood of the Yom Kippur, and he, the Kohen Gadol, shall sprinkle with his forefinger upon the front of the Aron, which is to the east. Ze Bnei Av, Zabana Av, Kol Makom Shenemar Pnei. It's teaching us a rule. Whenever it says Pnei, it's said in the Pasuk, it's referring only to the eastern side. So the Torah says that one who goes, who enters the Kodesh Kodashim in front of the Pnei HaKaparis, when it says to the cover, it's going to be killed. It's only if they come in from the east in the proper way. For Yehuda, otherwise it's not going to be killed. For Yehuda, Lemakra Pnei, my El. Just let it say Pnei. What's El? Why is it El Pnei? You must be telling somebody who comes to the Kapuras, is going to be Chayiv Misa. So if somebody comes within the curtain, it's Chayiv to be killed. Whether or not he came to the cover, it's unnecessary for the Torah to teach us that the one who approaches the cover is going to be Chayiv Misa. It must be then that someone who enters within the curtain is only Chayiv to an Isser. Shema Mina El Dafka. Right, so we learn from here that according to you, the word El is specific. Right, El Pnei Kaparis in front of the is to be understood only when he comes to the actual cover of the Aron is going to be killed. Rabbanan El Lav Dafka. When it says when El, it's Lav Dafka. Doesn't mean specifically up there, it means even in that area. That's when you're going to be Chayef. V'Rabbi L'Rabbi Yehuda Damer El Pnei Kaparis Dafka, according to Yehuda, who says that you're going to be Chayef, El Pnei Kaparis. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, let's take a step back. Lirab Yehuda Damer al Pnei Kavur is Dafka. V'hiza Nochach Nami Dafka. When he says Pnei Kavur, so therefore when he says he shall sprinkle towards the opening of the Ol Moed, this is talking about the Paraduma, it's also specific. And that's where Yehuda is going to say that if the blood was not sprinkled towards the Heichal, it's going to be no good. So the first price, which makes no good the avoda of the Paraduma, if the blood was not sprinkled towards the sanctuary, towards the Heichal, is considered to like a Yehuda Rabbanon, just like over there, but somebody goes into the Kodesh HaKadosh, when it says El Pnei Kaporis, it's not specific, right? And one who goes even with, enters in even without coming to the actual Aron itself is going to be killed. So here also, somebody sprinkles the red cow, the Paraduma, when it says towards the opening of the Ol Moed, it lav dafka. And even if it wasn't directed towards the Eichal, it's still going to be good. So the second brisa, which does not invalidate the avoda of the Paraduma, if the blood was not sprinkled towards the Eichal, that goes according to the Rabbanon. Maskev lo Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, now hold on 1 second. Hold it. No, I live Rav Yehuda. If it's true, then according to Rav Yehuda, mi de el dafka al nami dafka. When it says el pnei kapuris, or it says so al also means specific. It means particular. Rashi says al nami bitamia. So saying it's also klomer al pnei kapuris to yom kippurim nami. We have a dafka di dafka who mikdasheni de lo hava arun v'kapuris tamina meseches yuma diyoshiyo gunzu. Right, so we don't have it anymore for Bai Sheni. Ella the Mikdash Sheni, but if it's really true, this then the law of Aaron v'Kapuros, Hachanami lo of Avzos, and doing Avzos doesn't make any sense. Amar Rabba Bar Ula, Amar Karla Pasuk says v'Chiper El Mikdash Hakodesh, she shall atone for the Kodesh Hakadoshim. Makom Hamukt Abekudash. La Kodesh, a place that's conquerors consecrated for holiness, telling us that the sprinkling is dependent on the location, but not actually on the urn being over there. So even though Yehuda says that Al is generally specific, the Torah here is telling us that it's done at the place. So we're good. Rava Amar Havaha Rabbanan, both of Brisa that says no good for the sprinklings that weren't done in the direction of the sanctuary of the Eichel, and this Brisa which says that they are good, according to the Chachamim, beep, turn the page. Chav Chesam Abayis, Hadakoy Mizrach Umayruv Va'adei. The second Brisa, which says that the sprinklings are good, even if they're not towards the Heichal, is talking about where the Kohen is sprinkling while standing with his back to the east and his face to the west. Right? So that's the entrance to the Heichal was in its eastern wall. So even though the sprinkling wasn't done directly aligned with the entrance of the Heichal, since the Kohen was standing facing the Heichal, which was to his west, the sprinkling of sprinkled the dam that direction, he fulfilled the chiyuv of doing that. Had the kait safa v'darma adi, and the first brisa, which says it's no good, the sprinkling is no good, talking about the case where the sprinkler was standing to the north and south, right? So, since the sprinkler wasn't done this direction, therefore, it's going to be no good. Amar Mar, v'shevith nim shevith. So the sprinklers that are done inside the heichal, those are the oil of the carbon of the mitzvah, shevul l'shman psulos, they're done not l'shman, they're pasul shel mechuvanos ksheros. If they're not done, mechuvan, towards the entrance of the sanctuary, they're going to be good. V'tanya, I've learned in a braisa about the oil of the mitzvah, bein shelol l'shman, bein shelol mechuvanos ksheros, both going to be kosher, which goes against what you saw before, that says that if it was done not l'shma, it's going to be no good. Amar Rav Yosef lo kasha, ha Rabbi Eliezer, first by so it says it's going to be no good, Rabbi Eliezer, v'ha Rabbanan, and the one that says that it will be good is Rabbanan. Rabbi Eliezer, the makash of l'chatas, Rabbi Eliezer, he makes the hekash of Asham l'chatas, so he's going to disqualify, he's going to passel, and Asham was a father who was done not for its sake, it's like a chatas. Makash nami lug l'asham, and he also compares the lug of an oil b'tzor to an asham, and therefore it says it's going to be no good. Just like an Asham. Rabbanan Lom, actually, they don't make the hekesh over here. Therefore, the Mitzvah is also not going to be disqualified. Possible if its sprintings were done, not for this, not Lishma.
Like I said in the second brisa, Ulu Rabbi Eliezer, but even according to Rabbi Eliezer, Chidover Lovid Behekes, Chozer Malamid Behekes, can something that's learned that. Can something that learns its din through a hekesh, aka the Hashem, can it go and teach another din through a hekesh? Even if Eliezer has to be masking that there's no basis to disqualify the sprinklings of the oil and the Mitzorah that were done not for their own sake, and that the contradiction in the Brises, we don't have a question and answer anymore. Ella, Marava, Rava says, Hava, Hara, Rabbanan, both of first Brisa, which passed the spritzes of the Mitzorah's oil that was done not Lishma, and the second Brisa, which says that they are going to be good, according to the Chamim, don't disqualify an Ashem whose Voda was performed not for its own sake. Kan Lahakshir, here the second Brisa cited, which says that the offering is good, is talking about Lahakshir, the thing. And all the Karbanos, besides the Chattas, that are offered not Lishma, are going to be good. So the sprinklings of the oil of Mitzorah that were done not for their own sake are going to be good. Kan Lahartzos, but the first Brisa, which says it's going to be no good, is talking about the ritzoy, right, for the owner, that it should be good. For which an owner who did it, it's going to be fine. And now we know it's not going to be, doesn't hold a Lashim Bailim. So we don't have this question anymore. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.